you have turned from idols to serve the living and true God, and to await His Son from heaven, whom He raised from the dead, Jesus, who delivers us from the coming wrath. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. If you wanted to sum up all the Old Testament, all you need to do is look to the Gospel reading. Jesus puts it very pithy. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and to love your neighbor as yourself. Now the Old Testament, of course, is very long. It covers many thousands of years. It tells about how God made a covenant with the Jews and how they broke that covenant over and over and over. This got so bad that Moses instructed the people that they are to stay away from false idols. He instructed them so much that everyone, a good Jew, would go to the entrance of his tent and say a prayer aloud so that his neighbor could hear that prayer. And you have to imagine, too, all the Jews are interrelated. They all come from Abraham. They are of the same ethnic origin. And so when you're speaking to your neighbor, you're speaking to your relative. Somehow, closer, lesser of difference. But in any event, every good Jew was commanded to go to their tent every day and say out loud, with their hands held aloft, the prayer called the Great Shema. Hear, O Israel, the Lord alone is God. The Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. Every day they were commanded to do that. One Jew to another, and then back to him, so that he would hear the warning. Don't fall into false worship. Don't follow false gods. Follow the Lord alone. With all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. So when this Pharisee comes to test Jesus, Jesus says this prayer. Now whether he held up his hands in prayer, I don't know. But he amends it by saying, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. And then he says, all the law and the prophets are contained in these two. Love God. Love your neighbor. And we are called to be models of love. Not only love of God by attending Mass on the Sabbath day, but to love our neighbor too. To go out of our way to help others. To take care of the poor as best we can. This weekend we're having a food can drive with our CCD students helping. Thanksgiving is coming up next month, so our food pantry will be providing for food baskets for the poor and for other people who call from time to time in need of food. So this is a good thing that we are doing. If you forgot your can of food, you can bring it tomorrow, bring it this week. But remember the poor. Remember those who are less fortunate. Do what you can to help alleviate their problems, if you can. At the very least we could do is pray. We should be models of prayer in our community, in our parish, that people will hear about us. Oh, you hear about those parishioners down in Westville, those St. Mary's people? They should be hearing good things about us, huh? That we're generous, that we're a prayerful people, that we're building up a good community here. Because we're not called to live just me and God. You'd be surprised, many people have that attitude of heart of mine. And just, I don't need religion, I don't need church. Just have me and God, that's all I need. No, we're called to go out of ourselves, to build up community, to build up the parish, to build up the kingdom of God. Right here, right now, this day, this week, this month, this year, were called to form a people holy to the Lord. So much so that people will talk about us in a good way again. So we have a lot to do. First, we come to worship, to love God, but also love your neighbor.